This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with eight vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Yeah. So my role in the operation was of a gang member, and what I was instructed to do was to contact Donna Adelson.
What does bump mean?
A bump is a law enforcement operation during which an undercover agent or an undercover police officer would conduct a face-to-face meeting or encounter with a subject or a person of interest in an investigation. The results we look to get would be one or a combination of either I would try to extract, or the undercover would try to extract information, or they would try to pass on information, or possibly set up a future meeting with the individual, or tickle a wire or a telephonic intercept, or tickle a wire.
In this case, was it an attempt to tickle the wire?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so we had a wiretap going at the time that you did the bump.
Yes.
Okay. And what does tickle the wire mean?
Well, when you tickle the wires, when you're doing a Title III, what we call a Title III, a phone intercept, and there's not much activity going on that phone intercept, what you want to do is approach somebody and see if they will start talking about whatever the investigation is looking into.
All right, so you were asked to approach Don Adelson. Is that what you did?
That is correct.
Where did that happen?
I believe that happened in South Miami, somewhere near her residence.
Okay. And did you just walk up to her on the street, sidewalk?
I did.
Okay. And what did you do?
Well, I was instructed to walk up to her and engage her in small discussion as to why I was meeting with her, and then eventually handing her a flyer.
Okay. Is that what you did?
Yes.
Okay. And was... Let me show you the flyer. I've marked as States Exhibit 83. Is that what you handed Mrs. Adelson?
This is it, yes.
Judge, I'm asked to interview States 83.
Okay. States 83 is a no.
Okay, so it's a standard interfile ownership paper, right? Regular piece of paper?
Yes.
Okay. With a printout of an article relating to the murder of Dan Markell. Is that right?
That is correct.
And at this time, it's been a couple of years since the murder.
Yes.
And over here in handwritten, can you say what was printed there?
Yes. Just call and text, and that's my undercover cell phone number and the $5,000 which was being asked for.
Okay, and this cell phone number that belongs to the phone number that's written here, are you personally going to carry that around and answer it if someone calls it?
That is correct. That's solely in my hands, and I'm the only one answering. Or a voicemail would ask.
And is there something you need to do if that occurs to record the phone call in question?
Well, the way, and I can't reveal too much tradecraft, but if I received a call and it went to voicemail, it would do a remote recording. It wouldn't be on the actual phone, so I'm going to have access to any voicemails.
Okay. But if you're going to take the call, is there something you do that causes the call to be recorded?
Well, yes, I had to do something on the phone.
All right. Was the interaction the bump that we're referring to it as, where you approached Donna Adelson and spoke with her, was that audio recorded?
It was audio and video recorded, yes.
How was it recorded?
I had audio and video on my person. And I believe the surveillance security team also recorded that.
So we've got one angle that's what you're wearing and another angle from across the street.
That's correct.
Have you had an opportunity to review Street Exhibit 112, the number containing those two recordings?
Yes, I have.
And are those surveillance recordings both of what you were wearing as well as the one taken from across the street?
Yes, they are.
Moving to evidence, States 112, Your Honor.
Yes.
Thank you.
States 112, is it moved?
I'm showing you state 117. Are those your initials on 117?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Were there phone calls that were made from or to the phone number on the phone flyer in connection with this investigation?
Yes.
Are those phone calls contained on State's Exhibit 117?
Yes, they are.
Moving to evidence, States 117, Your Honor?
Yes. States 117, is it moved?
And States 117, those are all the phone calls associated with this number on the sheet here. We've got one from you to the Adelson Institute Family Business. Recall that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then one from Charlie Adelson to this phone number. Is that right?
Yes.
And one from Donna Adelson to this phone number, correct?
Yes, correct. Okay.
And those are all the phone calls. Nobody else called the number during the course of this operation that was answered.
That was answered, correct.
There were a couple missed calls, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. No further questions, Your Honor.
Cross-examination.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I have a question.
Sure.
When you indicated that you were playing the role of a gang member, what does that mean?
Well, a gang member is anybody that's involved in any type of organization or regarding criminal activity, involved in criminal activity.
Well, I know what a gang member is. I'm asking, what were you going to do? What were you trying to portray yourself as? How was your demeanor? How were you going to act as a gang member?
You mean during the bump?
Yes, sir.
I was actually very friendly.
For the bump that was on the street?
Yes.
Okay. Mrs. Adelson told you that you scared her, didn't she?
I think she was startled. I mean, I'm not good looking, so maybe that scared her.
Were you dressed up all pretty like you are today?
No, ma'am.
How were you dressed?
Just jeans and a t-shirt and open, I believe, like a bluish button-down. Open.
Okay. When you say you were friendly to her, was that what you said? You were friendly to her?
I was told to be very polite to her.
And were you?
I was.
Did you invite her out to lunch?
No, not exactly.
Okay. The area that you met her at, how was that selected?
That I don't have the specifics. Special Agent Pat Sanford would be better to answer that.
Were you aware when you went out there that where you would run into her at that specific time and day? I mean, you just didn't stand there all day waiting for her, right?
I did not.
Okay. You knew a specific time in general that you thought you would see her there, correct?
The investigative team, I'm sure, did their homework and they knew. So.
Okay. Are you aware that that's the route that she took from where she was living down the block to pick up her grandchildren from school?
I was made aware of that, yes.
Thank you. Now, in the bump with the flyer that you handed to Ms. Adelson, you had some information on there, $5,000. And when you spoke to her, what did you say to her?
Well, when I engaged her, to the best of my recollection, you know, I said to her that that we know that her problem, their problem up north, had been taken care of, and that Katie and Tuto had been continuing taken care of, and my brother Tato has not been taken care of. He and his family have not been taken care of, and they should take care of him and his family, something to that effect. Him and his family, like they are taking care of Katie and Tuto.
And who's Tuto?
Tuto, from what I understand, was Sigfredo Garcia.
And who was Tato?
Tato was Luis Rivera.
You have a really interesting accent.
Yeah, that's because I'm fluent in Spanish. Yes.
Okay. Are you of Spanish descent or you just have learned that?
I am.
You are? Okay. Thank you. You do it very well.
Thank you.
So you tell her that you know that her family is taking care of Tuto and Katie, but not your brother Tato.
Correct.
And Tato is Luis Rivera.
Correct.
And he was incarcerated at that time.
Correct.
And you told her that in the Broward County Jail, the two of you have been together, right?
I don't believe on the bump I said that.
Okay. And you tell her that you need $5,000 to take care of Tato, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And she told you she didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, during the bump, I didn't mention the $5,000 or anything. I didn't mention the money.
The piece of paper said $5,000.
Well, the paper did, but verbally I didn't say it to her.
You said they needed to take care of Tato.
Yes, but I didn't say the dollar amount.
But you handed her a piece of paper and it had it on there, correct?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She didn't pay you the $5,000, did she?
I don't believe they ever did.
Okay, and that was on April the 19th of 2016, correct?
I believe so.
Okay. So that's the 19th. As of the 23rd, you still had not heard from Mrs. Adelson, and so you sent her a letter, did you not?
That letter I did not physically do. That was the investigative team that wrote and sent that letter.
Were you aware of it?
At the time, I wasn't.
Did you become aware of it?
Later on, yes.
Okay. And the gist of it was nobody had heard back from her, correct?
I don't remember reading that letter.
So, but you're aware the letter was sent, right?
Later on, yes.
Okay. And then move forward all the way up to April the 28th of 2016. Ms. Adelson has not called you back, correct?
I don't remember the dates that, you know, accurately. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, there's a phone call that's been introduced into evidence. So.
Well, yeah. But you're asking me before that. I guess on the 28th I received a call.
Well, on the 28th, you actually called the Adelson Institute.
Yes, I did call.
Okay.
Yes.
So you were the first call then. You called the Adelson Institute.
Correct.
You were trying to reach Donna Adelson.
That is correct.
But she was not there.
Correct.
So you left a message saying, you're Sammy, and you haven't heard back from her, and let her know I called.
That is correct.
Okay. But she doesn't call you back right then, does she?
No, she did not.
And she didn't pay you the $5,000 you were looking for, correct?
Did not.
Okay. And so call the Adelson Institute and get no response. So then May the 4th of 2016, you sent a text to Donna Adelson at 2:09 in the morning, correct?
That is correct.
And on that text, you said, still have not heard from Donna. Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. So you don't take me serious. You think I'm playing. You have some puta?
I think puto.
Puto, call me to see if I'm for real. If you think what Katie baby daddy did for you can't come back, you're, excuse my language, fucking crazy. I want the, and then it doesn't say, now or I'm going after the 100K, right?
That's what I was told to write, yes.
Wasn't very polite there, was it?
Well, that's usually how somebody that's blackmailing somebody or extorting somebody in the criminal world would probably talk to somebody, yes.
Sure, it's more aggressive, right?
Absolutely.
Because you want her to incriminate herself by talking to you, pay the $5,000, you're looking for her to talk, right?
No, I'm just looking for her to send the money.
But she didn't send the money, did she?
She did not.
And then you get a call on, let's see, that was May the 4th. You still don't hear from Donna. But on May the 6th, no. May the 4th, you get a call from Charlie Adelson?
That is correct.
And you talked to him?
I did.
Right? And that recording is in evidence, so we don't need to talk about that. But basically, you don't get anywhere with Charlie. He doesn't offer to pay you the $5,000, right?
No.
Did he offer to pay you the $5,000?
No, he did not.
Okay, thank you. And then, finally, on May the 6th, Donna Adelson calls you back on that number that you had put on the paper, correct?
That is correct.
And we're going to listen to the call for another witness, but the gist of it is she's telling you, you tell her you know everything about everybody involved, right?
Correct.
And she tells you, you got the wrong person, I'm not involved, correct?
She did.
And she tells you, if you know everybody who is involved, go to the police, right?
She just said, go get the money from me. She didn't say, if I know everybody. She just said, I believe she said, just go collect the money.
Well, we'll play it so we'll know the exact words. But
that's fine.
She didn't offer to give you the $5,000 then.
No.
And she encouraged you to go get the $100,000, which was the reward at that time.
For she did.
Providing information regarding the homicide of Dan Markell.
She did.
Thank you so much, sir. I'm done with my questions.
Need a direct examination.
So we're going to watch the video a little later with another witness, but did Donna Adelson have any children with her when you approached her?
She did not.
Nothing further.
You may sit down. Will the witness be recalled to the hall?
Yes, sir.
You are the witness. Have a good night.
Please.
They, well, the defense may call you as a witness. They will let me know if they choose to do so or not. Have a good day.
My understanding is that we'll coordinate that through investigator Newell and the state attorney's office.
Yes.
So we'll keep you informed.
Please call your next witness.
More continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson is coming up from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.